Super Street Fire by Seth Hardy.
It's Street Fighter 2, only with the fire of a thousand suns. Set on a real-life version of Ryu's classic stage, Super Street Fighter sees two brave fighters duke it out for the top three rounds of ridiculously intense gameplay. The two players stare each other down while poised 10 meters apart on their own elevated platform. In front of them lie two rails of fire just waiting to be provoked. A master of game officiates each bout with play-by-play commentary, heartfelt cheering, and the odd disparaging remark. As if this wasn't epic enough, we then surround it all with glorious ring of fire. Before battle, both fighters are outfitted with motion-sensing gloves. The gloves are designed to capture every throw from perfectly timed blocks, to fierce right hooks, to deadly Hadoukens! With each attack, a colored line of fire hurtles towards the opponent as they scramble to retaliate or succumb to fiery damage. Still remember combos? Good. The stronger attack, the greater the spectacle. As the countdown clock winds down, punches are thrown, life is lost, and a victor is named.
So, how does it really work? The flame effect heads are propane-fed devices that emit a column of fire, or fireball, high into the air. They also dynamically change the color of the flame, so it's obvious who dealt the blow and who stood there and took it. Flame effects are expressed as two rails, each comprised of 8 computer-controlled flame effect heads, one rail for the right-hand gestures and one for the left. As well as the two rails between the players, there is an outer ring of 16 flame effects that are triggered by special player move combinations and are also controlled by the master of games for crowd engagement. The game system is computer hardware and software that interfaces with the flame effect head solenoids to regulate both the intensity and the duration of the flame. The custom-designed motion-sensing gloves that the players wear are modeled after the traditional MMA grappling gloves. Similar to a Nintendo Wiimote, the gloves contain inertial measurement units that capture a player's actions. It then wirelessly sends the data to a game server that detects if those actions match one of the pre-trained game gestures. If the gesture is recognized, the game system gives feedback to the player by activating the flame effects. What makes Super Street Fighter special? Apart from the nostalgia-inducing, flame-throwing, arcade-inspired goodness, Super Street Fighter is a community project made up of volunteers from a variety of different backgrounds. It's a great mix of art, engineering, software programming, stagecraft, and game design. It creates a new way for participants to control fire beyond just pressing buttons. It encourages friendly competition and the ridiculous smack-talking that goes along with it. Best of all, old-school gamers will be delighted when they find that their live-action impersonations of a favorite video game character will light up the sky. Super Street Fighter was developed at Site 3 Co-Laboratory, which is located in Toronto, Canada. Site 3 is a member-run workshop for projects that fall somewhere in the intersection between art and technology.